News reports from El Paso, Texas, say that multiple people were killed and wounded in a mass shooting at a shopping complex Saturday. NBC News is reporting at least 19 people were killed when a gunman opened fire in a Walmart. A hospital spokesman from University Medical Center in El Paso said it had received 13 shooting victims, one of whom had died. Other victims have been taken to area hospitals. Sergeant Robert Gomez is a spokesman for the El Paso Police Department.
I can't confirm there have been fatalities. I can't not confirm how many. There have been injuries. There were several injuries. I don't have those numbers as of right now.
The White House said that President Donald Trump has been briefed on the situation. The president wrote on Twitter that he had spoken to Texas Governor Greg Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that, quote, "Our hearts ache for the families of those who were killed and the injured." El Paso, which has about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas, across the border from Juarez, Mexico. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong Saturday to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests had been mostly peaceful, although they have increasingly featured skirmishes between police and demonstrators. This is VOA News. At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten with truncheons at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow.